Israeli forces began withdrawing from the key Lebanese town of Marjayoun, which they captured last week. Scenes of devastation resulting from the past week's bombardment by Israeli warplanes were evident across the abandoned town. Israeli soldiers celebrated as they crossed the border back into northern Israel. An Israeli general says soldiers are preparing to hand over more positions to the United Nations or Lebanese soldiers. He says by the end of this week, Israel plans to demobilize tens of thousands of reserve troops called up in the largest mobilization in years. Lebanese officials say their soldiers and international peacekeepers will begin deploying in the southern part of the country within days as part of the ceasefire agreement. For a second day, thousands of displaced Lebanese families are jamming bomb-damaged roads as they eagerly return home to southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says resistance to Israel is legitimate and that peace in the Middle East will remain elusive for some time. Speaking in Damascus, Mr. Assad accused Israel of having planned the recent fighting against Hezbollah in Lebanon for a long time. He also praised Hezbollah guerrillas and lashed out at U.S. President George Bush, saying Mr. Bush's plan for a new Middle East has collapsed. President Assad accused Mr. Bush of adopting the principle of preventive war, which the Syrian leader says contradicts the principle of peace. Mr. Bush blames Hezbollah and its two key backers, Syria and Iran, for the recent fighting in Lebanon. Robert Rafel, VOA News.